Political leaders in the U.S. continue to contend with what's happening in the Middle East. Congress is in recess this week, most of its members home in their districts listening to voters' views, and at the top of the list, according to all polls, the war in Iraq. But Congress has sent mixed signals on that issue. Joining us now, as she does each Monday, NPR News analyst Koki Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee, on this President's Day.
Right. Happy, well, I don't know, happy President's Day.
Good shopping.
At the end of last week, the House voted to disapprove of the President's decision to send more troops to Iraq. And then the Senate met on Saturday and nothing happened.
Well, it's not exactly nothing that happened, but it's nothing by Senate terms, I guess. They met. The Democratic leaders tried to bring up a resolution similar to the one passed by the House, which was very simple. And the Republicans once again assembled enough votes to prevent the measure from coming to a vote in the Senate. Seven Republicans voted with the Democrats. And now there's a big argument over whether this was meaningful or not, since these are non-binding resolutions. I think, in fact, that it might have been a mistake on the part of the Democratic leaders to bring this up, because had they not, all of the news over the weekend would have been about the House passing this resolution disapproving of the president, essentially a vote of non-confidence in the president's Iraq policy. Now, they did not get as many Republicans as they hoped to in the House, but they got enough, and it was a solid vote, and the Senate was unable to match it.
And then also over the weekend, we heard more and more lawmakers say that the votes last week were possibly, maybe even simply, a preamble to votes on the issue of funding the war.
Well, this has become essentially Republican talking points. The Republicans are almost daring the Democrats to start cutting off funds for the war. And, of course, what's happening is so are liberal Democrats. They're not daring them. They're begging them to cut off funds for the war. And you see moderate Democrats seeing a trap here. So they are trying to figure out some other way of showing their displeasure. And there's been a lot of talk over the weekend about an idea first broached by Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, to say, let's look again at our authorization for this war and either rescind it or modify it in some way. And that seems to be the latest thing that they are talking about. But the problem is Senator Biden is one of the many Democrats running for president, and the real issue is in the Democratic primaries, where the Democratic left is saying very strongly, cut off the money for this war.
And then one of those contenders for the nomination for president, Democrat Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, she's not said that her vote to authorize the war in Iraq was a mistake. Her opponents are trying to capitalize on her refusal. Why, in a way, is this such a big deal that she has not apologized?
It's become an enormous deal, and part of it is getting back to the Clinton era of seeming to parse every word. You know, it depends on what the meaning of is. And any reminder of that is a problem for her. But it's also true that she's looking at the big picture, and she's got a couple of issues here. One, she's a woman, as you might have noticed. And that becomes a problem on that voters have traditionally not seen women as strong on national security. So she doesn't want to seem to be weak on that issue. Secondly, the Clinton administration called for regime change in Iraq itself. Now, it didn't go to war, but there was some continuum of policy here. But the biggest problem is that even with an unpopular war, a full-out anti-war strategy can be a long-term problem for the Democratic Party. And Hillary Clinton knows that. She knows that Bill Clinton's success was in bringing the party back to the middle after the perceived leftward drift of the 1970s. And so she's trying to walk a fine line here of appealing to the activist in this election cycle while not getting the party into a bad place for elections to come. And that's going to be a very tough one to do.
Koki, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR News analyst Koki Roberts.